Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, folks. If you're looking for the one way to make 1% show, I'm happy to say it's been canceled. You're listening to Investing in You. We teach people how to double their trading accounts every year or two. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli. In the studio with me is co-host Christopher Smith.
Good morning.
And Les Madsen.
Good morning.
He's one of the show sponsors that you've heard. Les is the financial planner that you've heard us recommend at the end of the show, that when you have questions about suitability and that sort of thing, to please call him. So it'll be fun to get some information from him. And with the sting of taxes so freshly in our mind, Les is going to talk a little bit about how we can dramatically decrease taxes, as well as some of the strategic planning that he does. So in previous shows, you've heard from clients who have literally made 100% a year. You heard from Derek, who made $100,000 in 1 month. And but we've also commented that you need professional managers, money managers like Les, and we'll be talking about some of that today. But one of the things Chris and I were talking about yesterday as we were preparing for the show is, you know, he thought maybe people would want to know why I don't trade more often. And I was using the analogy of snowboarding with him and also marriage. I can go snowboarding 3 times a week if I want, you know, but I wait until there's those perfect days. I love powder days. You know, think about the newly married. Finally, they're legal. They're legit, right? So they, you know, often are intimate every single night for months, and then, you know, it starts to fade and fade and fade. So it's kind of like that when you have learned how to forecast the future. You know, it seems exciting when you first learn it, but just like the snowboarding, you wait for those perfect setups, and that's something that Derek talked about, that you wait for these optimal trading times, and then you go hit it, sometimes with a little leverage. Although he said he doesn't. A lot of times we like to use those leveraged ETFs. Do you ever use those, Les, with any of your clients?
Yeah, we use leveraged ETFs quite often, actually, and it's just it's a great trading platform. It tends to be a very low cost platform, but there's some very exciting opportunities in the exchange traded funds.
Exactly, and some of them. So they move. Some of them move 2 times faster. Some 3 times faster than the underlying asset. It's also kind of nice to have something to buy that goes up, even if the market's falling. And those are inverse ETFs. Mm-hmm. for people that don't know about those. So I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie. You know, I'll snowboard in the trees just to kind of keep things interesting. So I do like trading from that aspect. That, you know, keeps me. It forces me to pay attention. So sometimes I trade for income, sometimes I trade for a variety in life, sometimes it's just for fun. But I like, you know, so many times we're thinking about retirement, you know, given our profession less. And so, but I like to remind people some of what we do is for current income. You know, if they want the money now, you know, maybe they need they want to create a fund to buy a camper and, you know, spend some time with family, or just to take a trip, or, you know. So people can trade for current income, not just retirement. Also, I wanted to comment just too about another sponsor that isn't here right now, but Audi, the Prestige Porsche Audi in Lakewood, is a show sponsor. And, you know, with the snows that we had, you know, during April, those big storms, I have the Quattro and the A4 Quattro, and man, does that perform well. You know, lots of people getting stuck. I saw, you know, ice on some of the highways and people crashing into the cement barriers. And, you know, you talk about safety and things. And, boy, I felt good. But anyway, Les, we were you know, commenting earlier before the show that only 5% of people are on track to retire comfortably. That means 95% aren't. And I don't want to hit it too hard. People have kind of enough guilt in their life. So many people are juggling so many different things. But still, we kind of need to pay attention that these issues need to be paid attention to. And I'm kind of looking forward to a time in the future. You know, it used to be the sentiment of the country that hard work is what paid. And now we just went through an election cycle where the sentiment really seems to be give us free stuff. Give us our free housing, give us our free food stamps, give us our free health care, all that. So as I anticipate what's next, I can think, you know, with the country coming into a financial crunch, you know, I think there's going to be a growing sentiment against the elderly because of Social Security is created, you know, that will have to be limited, I suspect. A lot of the health costs are for the elderly. So it's at least plausible that we're really going to need to be self-funded. And so that's kind of what you do. What type of things do you do in your practice to help people be ready, you know, for retirement on their own in case government isn't there to be a stopgap?
Well, that's a great question, Eric. There are some definitely politically loaded comments that you made in there, but I think more and more people are recognizing that Social Security, while it was a great system when it was developed, was really designed to provide a benefit at age 65, and typically people would only collect on that benefit for 3-4 years before their will expired, which is a nice way of saying they passed away, and it minimized the amount the government had to pay out in Social Security. And now with people living to, you know, ripe old ages of 90 to 100 years old, it's a system that, you know, quite frankly just can't sustain itself over the long run. So it's become more and more important that people develop their own private pension, if you will, which is creating their savings accounts that will provide an income stream in retirement.
Right. Last week we had the editor from Bank Investment Consultant on the air with us. So we didn't talk about it during that, but in that publication they had somebody from who retired from the Social Security Services. He sees the system lasting a long time. So I'm not saying it's defunct, but it may have to change forms. But I like how you create, well, so with a little bit of Social Security, and you also create have programs that create revenue streams for people.
Absolutely.
And some of them are for life, aren't they?
Vast majority of what we do in retirement planning is designed for lifetime stream of income. And you know, I would like to encourage everybody listening that as we're, you know, as you design those programs, you're very cautious about whether you're setting that up for just your own lifetime income stream or you and your spouse's lifetime income stream. My parents are kind of in end-of-life decision-making mode right now, and my mother was just admitted to a hospice facility, and as we were going through all their estate planning, they had anticipated my father passing away first, leaving everything to my mother. Well, the tables got turned, and all of a sudden, without proper planning, a lot of those income streams would have dried up almost immediately upon her death.
And those are some of the things you help people with, is reorganizing them. Isn't that correct?
Right. Reorganizing, making sure the proper beneficiaries are, you know, designated in your contracts and investments. And I think most importantly, working with very well-qualified attorneys and CPAs and financial planners all on the same page to make sure you're getting proper investment and legacy advice.
Do you have those contacts? Because you're not an attorney. You're not a CPA.
No, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA, but I have some great attorneys that I work with, some great CPAs that I work with that would be happy to refer people to get the answers that they're looking for.
Julius Caesar had an interesting quote, you know, so going back to the public sentiment thing, he says, it's not these well-fed, long-haired men that I fear, but the pale and hungry-looking. So, you know, the mob sometimes just, they want what they want, whether it's, you know, it's hard to think long-term and say, well, is this good for the country? Sometimes people think, well, what's good for me right now? You know, what do I want? So some of those plans that you have can insure against that.
Absolutely.
Against the mob. So, folks, we have we're going to hear more from Les here in the next in the coming hour. But we also have in the next segment an interview with Dr. Benbrook. He is a specialist on genetically modified organisms and the GMO craze people seem to be talking about. So we're going to get the lowdown from him. And as always, if there's parts of this that this interview you want to go back and review, we have the archives on our website at market4caster.com. I'd encourage you to grab a pen or pencil, too. You know, there might be websites or phone numbers that you're going to want to take. And also, please join us in the conversation at on Facebook under market4caster. Stick around, folks. We've got more to come.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with a typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Every year we get excited about March Madness, but this year is not all about basketball. Millions of Americans are winning the game by taking advantage of our near record low interest rates. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, now is the time to get off the sidelines. Call our Denver office, 303-242-5222, or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. Supreme Lending, NMLS, ID 2129-14801, Gorham Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75254. Supreme Lending is an equal housing opportunity.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211. Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Eric Jamelli and Investing in You. We're here on the phone with Dr. Benbrook. He is a specialist in genetically modified foods. And hopefully, Dr. Benbrook, I've got your CV right, but you're research faculty since August at Washington State University. And my understanding is you've had prior appointments as the chief science consultant for the Organic Center, and you were executive director on the board of agriculture at the National Academy of Sciences. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And I think, to put it unkindly, you did time in Washington, right? Executive director on a subcommittee to the House of Committee of Agriculture?
Yes. I spent the first 17 years of my career in Washington and dealt with the policy issues and science challenges that arose in the wake of the first applications of genetic engineering to plant agriculture.
Well, it sounds like you're well suited to give us the lowdown. I see a lot on whether GMOs are, you know, dangerous or not. I see a lot of posts on Facebook and, you know, things in the media saying they're so dangerous, but I also find some people don't even know what they are. So, you know, what are genetically modified foods and how are they made?
Okay, a genetically modified food is a food that has had some DNA or a genetic trait moved into it from outside its genome. So it's an example would be a tomato plant that has had moved into it a gene from a fish that keeps the tomatoes from freezing, or a corn plant that has a gene from a soil bacterium that's been moved into the corn plant and expresses or produces a protein that kills certain insects. So a GMO plant is created when there is a what's referred to as a transgenic modification of a plant via moving into the plant a genetic trait or DNA that never existed within the genome or the DNA of that plant.
So that is, you know, I've heard it called Frankenfoods, and, you know, so it's almost to the point of being science fiction. It sounds a little scary, but it also sounds like it could turn out to be a miracle, you know, something that is great for food production and great for the health of people. You know, should we care that this is being done? What's your observation? What do your studies show?
Well, you know, I certainly think everyone should care, from consumers to the food industry to scientists and policymakers, because these are very powerful tools. They're you know, a simple analogy is that they're kind of like the Force in Star Wars. You know, transgenic techniques can be used to make a new and more virulent bubonic plague, or they can be used to cure cancer. It's not just the fact that a particular technique has been used in producing a GMO, a new GMO crop or food, but what matters is what the trait is, how that genetic transformation was made, and then how it's used in the context of a food system. So it's kind of like a gun. You know, a gun is not necessarily a killing machine, but in the wrong hands, it can become one.
Yeah, that's kind of the example that came to my mind, too. So it could be used for good. It could be used to feed people, you know, like you go out and hunt deer and thin the herd and, you know, the food is given to people who are in need. But it sounds, and then, of course, we've seen it used poorly as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of hype, at least here in Colorado. You know, the people who are against it are vehemently against it. But I get the sense that there isn't. At least these people don't know a lot. So there's a lot of potential risk. Is it known that these are dangerous, or is it known? Because, like, I was reading an article by Dr. Stuart Newman saying that so it's widespread. For instance, 90% of the annual soybean crop is already modified. 50% of the corn crop is. So it's widespread. But fruits and vegetables could be impaired. You know, the fear is we might become allergic to it, or it could be toxic to humans. You know, what do we know? What don't we know?
Well, first of all, it's about 85% of the corn crop in the U.S. is genetically engineered, not 50%. And the two major food crops that place a huge role in our food system, that where most of the acres are genetically engineered, are corn and soybeans. There still, you know, is no major fruit and vegetable on the market that is genetically engineered, although this summer consumers will have, in some states, will have a chance to buy genetically engineered sweet corn, and that'll be the first sort of fruit and vegetable that's consumed in a largely unprocessed form that hits the market, and it's a very important development. Well, you know, there's a rich debate about GE foods, and you know, my having participated in this debate for 25 years and being you know, generally aware of a significant portion of the science that's been done and on GE foods, and also understanding a lot about the science that hasn't been done, my sort of bottom line take is that there's no compelling truth that any or any compelling proof that any of today's GE foods are poisoning people and making them sick. There is also a very weak science base to conclude that today's GE crops are not contributing to a number of the degenerative diseases that have become much more serious in the U.S. population since the introduction of these crops. So the people that say the science shows that GE foods are unsafe, they're really out where the ice is really thin, and equally so, the people that say there's ample science that's been done and it proves that all GE foods are totally safe, they are also on very thin ice.
It sounds like we don't quite know the answer yet, then. Is that right?
That's correct, and one of the reasons that we don't know the answer is that this technology is moving extremely fast, and there's a life cycle of traits in crops of, you know, 5 to 7 years, and, you know, by the time scientists begin to catch up and understand the properties and possible adverse impacts of one type of genetically engineered food, you know, the companies have come up with a new version of it or updated traits that may have completely different impacts. So there has never been a concerted and systematic opportunity to understand the long-term human health consequences of a single GE trait that's in the market. And most of the major ones in corn and soybeans today are relatively recent, and there's been, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, no independent science by carried out by researchers that really don't have a particular interest or opinion about it or axe to grind.
Right.
And it's for this reason that to a degree that is absolutely unprecedented in my almost 40-year career, you know, we are kind of flying blind on the question of GE food safety.
Well, this has been fascinating. Thank you for joining us. I'm afraid this segment is we're out of time on it. Folks, please stay tuned. We have more from Les and Les Madsen from Premier Financial. And then also, if you ever want to get copies of this program, we have them archived on our show on our website at market4caster.com. And please join the conversation on Facebook at market4caster. Thanks. We'll be right back. Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211. 843-6211.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lubin Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lubin Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Hi, this is Eric Jamelli, host of Investing in You here on KRCN. I'd like to invite you to join me on the special Success Cruise 2013. We set sail from Seattle, Washington on Princess Cruise Line June 9th. As a special benefit for all attendees, I will teach you the three most important market forecasting rules I use at no extra cost. Interior cabins are only $7.99 per person, including taxes and fees. Please call Carol Lee Miles at 303-690-0405 and mention this ad for additional onboard benefits and discounts. That number once again is 303-690-0405. Call now for more information on this cruise or see the seminar tab on my website, market4caster.com. That's market4caster.com. Thanks.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income, and most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month? If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G, .com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. This is Eric Jamelli in the studio with Christopher Smith and Les Madsen from Premier Financial, right?
Premier Financial Services Group.
I hear it enough. I should get it right. But anyway, Les is a financial planner. If I understand your business, it's not so much product-driven, so it's not like you're there to sell them something, an insurance policy, an annuity or something. It seems right. to be strategic in nature.
Right.
Help people that, do they already have to have wealth, or do you also help build wealth?
You know, that's a great question, Eric. That's one of the biggest issues that people will come to me with, is they say, I don't have enough money to have a financial planner. And I think the reality to that is that's the people that probably need the most help. And absolutely, in a planning process, it is strategic planning. It's not, you know, another question that I get oftentimes is, what is the best product or investment in the market? And the answer to that, absolutely 100% of the time, is it depends. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, in an investment world, we look at investing from it's either short-term, mid-term, or long-term. And then we have to look at the taxation of things, whether we tax it now, tax it later, or tax it never, such as a Roth IRA. So,
yeah, I'm a big fan of the Roth.
A lot of people are a big fan of the Roth because of the tax-free income stream at retirement. And also, with a Roth IRA, you don't have to do the mandatory required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half, which is a real problem with a lot of people.
You know, I've heard it said, you know, people say diversify. So certainly that means like bonds, stocks, probably do some of the things that we do that take a little risk, but
sure.
have the big growth. But I've also heard people say diversify in terms of your planning. Some of it should be Roth, but it can't all be.
Right.
Some of it should be IRA, 401k. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And the you know, when you start looking at some of the distribution rules of not being able to get to your retirement plan assets until 59 and a half, for those that want to retire when they're 50 years old, what do you do to get money out? And a
right.
lot of times we can use products like, you know, life insurance, for example. There's some of those life insurance contracts that have great opportunity for some growth as well as tax-free income prior to retirement. So life insurance can be a great investment vehicle as well as an estate completion vehicle. If you don't have time to fund your own retirement and you pass away, that can be a great opportunity to, you know, fund retirement for your family.
I've seen some amazing thing done with life insurance when it's properly funded. Seems like a lot of people try to get lots of insurance out of it, and that's not really the purpose, at least from my standpoint.
You know, oftentimes it's not the main purpose. I mean, life insurance obviously is about life insurance. You know, the event you die, it pays a death benefit. But the opportunity to accumulate money in there, and by restructuring the contracts, you can put a tremendous amount of money in and just minimize the death benefit, but can be a great accumulation and tax vehicle for planning purposes.
And even create, for the people that can afford it, even create a bank for future generations where education's paid for and businesses can be started and funded.
Absolutely. It's a great way to do legacy planning. For pennies on the dollar, you can provide a really nice estate for, you know, or again, legacy planning for your children and grandchildren.
What happens when people fail to plan? Is there, you know, does the state have a plan for you?
Absolutely. The state,
is it pleasant?
That's a great question. No, it's not pleasant. Everybody has a plan in place, and it's a matter of whether you're directing the plan or you're letting someone else direct the plan. And typically, to make sure that, you know, your estate gets left to the right people that you want it to go to, you have to get actively involved in that process. And again, like I had mentioned earlier in a previous segment, it's really a matter of surrounding yourself with great CPAs, great attorneys, a great financial planner, and make sure that all of those things are done properly.
And for people who are just tuning in, you commented in an earlier segment, you have those people in place that you're comfortable with, people have proven their skill and ability?
Absolutely. Some great CPAs, some great attorneys, and it's a very specialized field when we get into estate planning for, you know, retirement planning.
In the earlier segment, we had given a teaser that you've got some products that are, you know, make a significant dent in taxes. Can you give us a little hint on what that is?
Sure. There are, you know, one specifically, and it's, you know, like everything else, it's not going to be appropriate for everybody. But there's oil and gas programs right now that will offer up to a 90% tax deduction on money that you put into it. So for somebody that's making $300,000, $200,000 a year, if they write a check for $80,000 for the investment, they can write 90% of that off of their income that year, and that can be a tremendous advantage. Plus, it has some great returns, but again, it's an alternative investment and certainly is not going to be 100% of anybody's portfolio.
I bet a bunch of people just had their ears perk up and say, oh, I could use a tax break that has $70,000, you know?
Yeah. And again, that 90% tax deduction on the contribution can be a very, very significant decrease in your tax liability. And it's tax-favored income as you start drawing income from it also.
Yeah, remind people how to find you. I think there's going to be some people that are going to want to call.
Well, there's a couple ways to get a hold of me. My website is premierfsg.com, so it's Premier Financial Services Group. And you go to premierfsg.com. There's calculators on there, and all my contact information is on there. My office number is 303-843-6211. And certainly give me a call, and I'd be happy to get together and explain how some of these programs work.
Repeat the number again for people that are just grabbing a pencil.
You bet. The phone number again is 303-843-6211. And again, the website is www.premierfsg.com.
Perfect. On an earlier show, I had mentioned that it looked like your mom was passing. We expressed condolences for that, and sorry for all the chaos in your life right now. I had a dad pass a couple years ago. What have you found? And by the way, I think you're running for a plane right after you leave here. So thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
It's my pleasure.
But also, as you've been going through this, you know, live in your own situation, what have you found?
I have found things that were quite frankly amazing for me. I was up in Minnesota where my family is from, and my parents are 84, 85 years old.
Been pronouncing your name wrong then? Is it really Madsen?
Well, Madsen, yeah. Float the O's a little bit, you know.
Exactly.
But no, we shouldn't be making fun of Minnesotans. But
why not?
Because there's a lot of us out here. But, you know, my parents came from that Depression-era mentality of saving money. And when I was talking to my mom last week, she said, would you please go over to the house? You're going to find a little bit of cash in the house. And she told us where to look for it. And so we went and found this little bit of cash. And we haven't counted it yet, but we're figuring there was probably between $25,000 and $30,000 in just cash stuck in drawers and under beds and things like that. And, you know, from a compounding as a financial planner, I look at trying to capitalize on market conditions and get returns. And some of the money was in envelopes marked from 1984, which has essentially been sitting there doing nothing, not compounding, not doing anything for years now. And also in the estate planning, how they had beneficiaries set up and taking their income. A lot of it was just really improperly done, and we've spent the last couple of weeks just trying to get that straightened out to be able to make sure that my father is taken care of now that she is going to predecease him. So it's been an interesting experience.
Yeah, sometimes these things weren't constructed flexible enough, were they? Where, you know, certain assumptions were made, and they're not necessarily true assumptions.
No, and that happens. I think more often than not, I think a typical couple will say, well, statistically, the husband will die first and leave all the money to the wife, and more that's not turning into the case. So we just need to make sure the planning is in place, that it's a comprehensive plan for whoever, you know, is the surviving spouse, that they have a continued income stream and that they are taken care of. And there's a number of ways to attack that problem also.
Go ahead and share them. Are they trusts or just the way you write the policies? What is it?
It can be done within a trust document. That is certainly one way to do it. Some of the ways that the income stream contracts are written, you can pay out as a joint life, which means for the life of both the husband and the wife. Or oftentimes it can be written as just one spouse, which is going to increase the income, but then we need to offset that with, you know, perhaps an insurance mechanism to make sure the money is there for the surviving spouse. So there's a number of different things that need to be looked at, but primarily it's going to be beneficiary designation. And anybody listening, if you haven't reviewed your beneficiary designation on your investments, your contracts, your life insurance in the last couple of years, definitely a good time to sit down and take a look at those things.
Is that something that you do for people?
I'd be happy to sit down and do that. That's a no cost thing. It's just, let's just make sure that people are taken care of.
Okay, that makes sense. Give your phone number and contact information again.
Again, my name is Les Madsen, and the company name is Premier Financial Services Group. The website is www.premierfsg.com, and you can certainly reach me at 303-843-6211. And thanks for listening in today. And thanks, Eric, for having me on the show.
Okay, folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Every year we get excited about March Madness, but this year is not all about basketball. Millions of Americans are winning the game by taking advantage of our near record low interest rates. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, now is the time to get off the sidelines. Call our Denver office, 303-242-5222, or apply online at gosupremelending.com. Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. Supreme Lending, NMLS ID 2129-14801, Gorham Drive, Dallas, Texas 75254. Supreme Lending is an equal housing opportunity.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
You've heard the testimonials on this show, ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're here in the studio at listening to Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli, and Christopher Smith and Les Madsen are in the studio with me. Les is the financial planner that you hear, who is a show sponsor and recommended at the end of the show in case you have questions about suitability and things. Les, one of the burning questions I've been, wanting to ask you is, do people need me? do people, who have to play catch up, how does that allocation look like? Certainly shouldn't be doing everything in a high risk, but, should there be a portion that is maybe more aggressive that has a chance of doubling every year or two?
Yeah, and the answer to that, Eric, is absolutely. And the, as we talk about diversifying portfolios, and I mentioned in a earlier segment of the show that virtually everything that we talk about in planning, whether you have a one-year window or a five-year window or a 50-year window, is we look at short-term planning, mid-term planning, as well as long-term planning, and then diversifying a portfolio accordingly. And what I've seen very, very often in the last several years, actually going back to 2000, is I had a lot of clients that were ready to retire. They had hit this age 50, had, $1 million in 401k money. And in 2000, 2001, literally lost half their portfolios. So they continued to work. They got back to their $1 million. In 2008, they lost half of it again. And so there's a lot of people out there trying to play catch up. And so if we consider the rule of 72, and just real quickly for those of you who have never heard of that, is if you divide the number 72 by the interest rate you get on any given investment, it tells you how long it takes you to double your money. So if we go into an environment that has a 6% return, the question becomes, at 6%, do you have enough time for that to compound? And the answer to that is typically no. And in order to accelerate that, you definitely need to take more risk and get into an alternative investment, such as some of the strategies that you talk about, Eric.
Well, they don't have enough time for it to compound unless they want to work till 80.
80 or 90 or beyond.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, to be able to rapid-fire compound certainly a portion of the a portion of their portfolio, and we've talked about that before, that you suggest 10, 15, maybe even 20%, depending on where somebody is, into more of a high-risk type of investment that has the opportunity for that reward there.
Right. And actually, the person next to you has doubled his account twice in 3 years, I believe, right? And Chris, nobody can hear you nodding. Mm-hmm.
but he's happy. He's got a smile on his face.
But that actually took me a month.
We got the affirmative. That was an affirmative. So, yeah. But also, let's see. So it's helpful to know that people can do that. You know, one of my other customers, he's already up over 100% for the year. But anyway, so even without a lot of financial experience, Chris has done well. But Chris had some questions for you as well.
Yeah, Les, for someone that doesn't have much money, which would probably describe most of us these days, what would you suggest to be a good starting point?
You know, a great starting point with anybody is starting with something. And what I mean by that is, even if it's just $50 a month, $100 a month, it is amazing how fast that money can add up if you just start putting that money away. So,
okay. Io capisco un po' l'italiano, that it's just a pathetic attempt at Italian, but under the same theory that if you do a little, I figure 20 years from now I'll be alive anyway. I might as well study a little Italian. So I play the CDs in my car, and I've been picking up a little. So it's a bizarre way of making your point that eventually, given time's going to expire anyway.
Yeah.
You might as well know how to speak Portuguese or something from, a few years from now.
Because you never can tell, it may come in handy.
And putting away, $100 a month, and maybe you can up that to 120 eventually. Yeah. And as you said, with interest and everything, it adds up.
One quick story I'd like to share is I was talking in an earlier segment that, my mother, who's passing away, is in a hospice right now, said she had some cash in the house. And what she had done was every time she did a load of laundry, she put a dollar in one of these envelopes. And every time she went to the grocery store and saved $2 in coupons, she would put that money in an envelope. And that's the money we found in the house that we're figuring was probably $25,000, $30,000 worth of just money just from clipping coupons and putting a dollar in for every load of laundry. So there's a number of little tools or tricks that you can use to start saving money that it really does add up over a period of time.
I have a friend who takes his change. He goes out to lunch almost every day, takes the coins, just the change, only the metal, not change from a 20 and putting 538 away, just the metal coins into a jar. And then he gives that jar, whenever it's full, to his daughter. And he asked her recently how much, what she did with it. She says, well, it's all in a CD. Well, what's it worth? It's actually over $40,000 of change that she's been given over the years.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so it does add up to your point.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what else was on your mind?
On that same vein, I just wanted to tell you an anecdote about how most of my life I've spent working for a living in a job. It was very easy to put away X amount of money per week when you know how much money you're making.
Sure.
And so when I really got serious about money and putting my money away and saving it and doing something useful with it, I would have a automatic withdrawal that I gradually increase more and more and more. Then I decided to quit my job and take all that money and put it towards a business and blow it all, essentially. Okay. And so I got out of that habit of regularly putting money away. And for the next couple of years, I was in a position where I was making the bills maybe a half a month late consistently. Okay. And so in my head, mentally, I never had enough money to put away.
Okay.
So do you have any strategies for anyone that might be in that mindset right now, that they can't convince themselves that they can even put away $5 a week? Is there anything that you might be able to say to that in that regard?
Well, I think probably one of the bigger things there is all of us learning to live beneath our means. And right. And especially, I think, with people that are self-employed, you know, we're accustomed to seeing our incomes go up and down, so therefore I can't afford it this week. But, you know, certainly living beneath your means, and I think if, you know, and everybody listening, including yourself, Chris, if you get right down to the nitty-gritty, everybody wastes $5, $10, $15, $20 a week at
right.
Starbucks.
Maybe a day.
I forgot the name of the book, but somebody had written a book on the Starbucks retirement, and they just stopped going to Starbucks once a day, and at $3.50 per drink times 30 days, it added up to a very, very significant amount of money over a period of time. So the money is there. It's just a matter of creating the habit of where do you want to spend your money? Do you want to save it and invest it, or do you want to have another cappuccino?
Back when I was writing newspaper columns, I did an article on how to retire on a pack of cigarettes a day.
Okay.
And that adds up pretty fast, too.
Yep.
You know, literally it was over $1 million. So another suggestion, an answer to your question, Chris, is we interviewed Ronna Smith, and she's one of the show sponsors. Her information is on all of our sponsors are at market4caster.com. And she talked about how, you know, ordinary people with just a little bit of extra time can pick up an extra $500 a month. And people don't always like the sound of having to do a little extra side job or work, but there's tax benefits. And, you know, sometimes they find that some of those relationships that they develop, are some of the richest in their life. And then just another show sponsor, we had Trent Klein in here, Colorado Financial Education. And he helps people find it in their own budget without, you know, just find the waste. And right. often finds, in fact, I need to connect you to Les. I think he could be a good asset for some of your clients. I
look forward to that.
But typically he finds at least $3,500 in people's budget. In fact, I think he guarantees that people will find 400% savings over what they spend. So anyway, Les, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio today. Thank you for driving up, especially under adverse conditions with everything going on.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Family.
I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
Please join the conversation at Market, the number 4, Caster. That's the Facebook sign. And always, Chris, thanks for being here as well. Also, we have tweets. It's at Market 4, Caster. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Been listening to Investing in You with your hosts Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.